It's Tuesday, November 4th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. President Donald Trump instructed the Defense Department to immediately begin nuclear weapons testing last week. As KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, that directive has been sending shockwaves around the West.
Prior to a moratorium imposed by Congress in 1992, the U.S. conducted over 1,000 nuclear tests, mostly done at the Nevada test site, even hundreds of above-ground detonations.
We can't fully rule it out. That would be extremely provocative.
Daryl Kimball is executive director of the Nonpartisan Arms Control Association.
I don't think people need to fear mushroom clouds on the desert floor outside of Las Vegas, but the very notion of resuming nuclear testing, in my view, is a disrespectful slap in the face to those who in the past have suffered from radiation poisoning from nuclear testing fallouts in the Mountain West.
Like Leslie Begay, a former Navajo uranium miner. He's also a Vietnam vet and cancer survivor, having a double lung transplant with 123 stitches in all.
That was the hardest thing I ever encountered. These are some of the things that people are going to go through.
Compensation for radiation exposure victims was revived this summer. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Today is Election Day. Ballots must be dropped off at a ballot box or polling location by 7 p.m. tonight. In-person voting is also available in most communities. It is too late to mail back ballots. In Coconino County, voters will decide whether property owners should finance a $100 million bond for construction projects at multiple Coconino Community College sites. Prescott voters will pick several new city council members, and Holbrook residents will decide on 10 propositions. The first batch of results should be released tonight. Check with your local elections office for polling and drop box locations. A husband and wife walked away unharmed after their small plane crashed near Cathedral Rock in Sedona yesterday morning. Deputies found the couple safe at the mountainside crash site around 8:30. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office says the pilot deployed a built-in parachute system designed for in-flight emergencies, slowing the descent and helping the plane land safely. The Verde News reports the aircraft had taken off from the Sedona Airport and was heavily damaged. The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree will stop in Flagstaff later this week on its way to Washington, D.C. The 53-foot red fir will be displayed outside the Flagstaff Mall Friday between 5 and 7 p.m. The fir, nicknamed Silver Bell, was harvested near Lake Tahoe in Nevada and will make several stops as it's transported to D.C. However, the Flagstaff visit is the only one in the state. The Capitol tree has been sourced from national forests nationwide for decades. Arizona contributed an 85-foot blue spruce from the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest in 2009. Salt River Project plans to convert one of its coal units at the Springerville Generating Station in eastern Arizona to natural gas by 2029. SRP says switching fuels is the lowest cost way to keep the plant's 400-megawatt capacity and will save customers about $45 million compared to building a new facility. Environmental groups praised the end of coal, but questioned the continued reliance on gas. The Sierra Club says the utility should consider renewables or battery storage instead. The Springerville Generating Station is one of the last few coal units operating in Arizona. Arizona is joining more than 20 states in a legal challenge to the Trump administration's overhaul of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The deal forgives federal student loans for many public service workers after 10 years of payments. The shift is primarily aimed at organizations that work with immigrants and transgender youth. The lawsuit alleges that the new eligibility rules overstep the Trump administration's authority. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays and others argue the change will worsen job shortages and create instability in state workforces. Mays says the rule, quote, threatens workers who dedicate their careers to public service. The Trump administration is meeting with southwestern tribes as it weighs lifting a 20-year-old ban on new oil and gas drilling near Chaco Culture National Historical Park. The site, a UNESCO World Heritage Area, has been at the center of debate for decades over drilling and preservation. The Biden administration implemented a 10-mile buffer last year to protect sacred sites. The Navajo Nation later sued, saying federal officials did not properly consult tribal members about how the ban could affect local economies. The Interior Department says more talks with tribes will happen before any decision is made. The Environmental Protection Agency has started cleanup on the uranium mine waste in the Lukachukai Mountains on the Navajo Nation. The $13 million project targets a Superfund site in Cove, Arizona, where dozens of abandoned mines remain. A contractor owned by the Southern Ute Tribe will remove about 13,000 cubic yards of contaminated soil and rock. The area is culturally important to residents and used for grazing, recreation, and hunting. EPA officials say that without the cleanup, the waste would continue eroding into drainages and washing downstream into the Cove watershed. Arizona health officials have launched a new prescription discount program for state residents. The AZRX initiative lets people sign up for a free card that offers savings of up to 80% on medications. It follows an executive order from Governor Katie Hobbs earlier this year and joins similar programs in Oregon, Nevada, and Ohio. Hobbs says the partnership allows the state to negotiate lower drug prices through a national network. The cards are available to all Arizonans, regardless of insurance status, and cover all FDA-approved drugs and some over-the-counter medications.
I'm KNU meteorologist Lee Bourne. Mild November days set to continue through the extended forecast. Very strong high pressure remains locked into place across most of the western U.S. High temperatures out there for our Tuesday, running 5, 10 plus degrees above average for this time of year. Mountain highs mid-60s. Navajo and Apache counties mid-70s. Prescott region, mid-70s, and the Verde Valley in the low 80s. Little day-to-day variation moving right on through the work week and, for this matter, into the weekend ahead.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.